This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said its defense ministry and two banks were hacked on Tuesday, appearing to blame Russia, as the West sought evidence from Moscow of a partial troop pullback. The Kremlin, the United States, and Europe are engaged in one of the deepest crises in East-West relations for decades over Ukraine. Post-Cold War influence on the continent and energy supplies as Moscow wants to stop Kiev ever joining NATO. Western nations have suggested arms control and confidence-building steps to defuse the standoff and want Russia to reverse the buildup of some 130,000 soldiers on its neighbor's border. On Tuesday, Russia said some were returning to bases after exercises, prompting the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas Greenfield, to call for evidence, saying such a move, quote, would be welcome news if it is legitimate. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov during a call on Tuesday that there needed to be, quote, verifiable, credible, meaningful de-escalation by Moscow. At a joint news conference with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Russian President Vladimir Putin referred only briefly to the troop moves and did not go into details. Russia has always denied planning to invade Ukraine, saying it can exercise troops on its own territory as it sees fit. It has been pressing for a set of security guarantees from the West. Putin told reporters Russia would not be satisfied with talk that Ukraine was not ready to join the Western military alliance anytime soon and was demanding that the issue be resolved now. In a separate development, Russia's lower house of parliament voted to ask Putin to recognize two Russian-backed breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's parliament on Tuesday voted for an early end to a six-month state of emergency, effective immediately, adding to signs that a bloody conflict between the government and Tigrayan forces could be easing. The war in Africa's second-largest nation has largely grounded to a stalemate, and diplomats helping to mediate between the two sides are cautiously optimistic that progress towards peace is being made. The state of emergency gave the government power to detain citizens without charge and search homes without a warrant. Thousands of Tigrayan civilians were rounded up and held in prisons and warehouses. Ethiopia imposed the order in November after Tigrayan forces invaded two other regions, threatening the capital. But a government offensive in December pushed the Tigrayans back, although fighting continues in the region of Afar and in Tigray, where millions depend on food aid, remains cut off with no food arriving since mid-December. Britain's Prince Andrew has settled a U.S. lawsuit by Virginia Giffrey, accusing him of sexually abusing her when she was a teenager, potentially sparing him further embarrassment in a case that has helped his fall from grace. The settlement, which includes an undisclosed payment, was revealed on Tuesday in a filing in Manhattan federal court where Giffrey had sued the Duke of York last August. The prince did not admit wrongdoing in the settlement. Giffrey's case had focused on Andrew's friendship with late Jeffrey Epstein, the financier and sex offender who she said also sexually abused her. The filing said Andrew regrets his past association with Epstein. In the joint filing, lawyers for Giffrey, 38, and Andrew, 61, said their settlement in principle calls for the prince to make a substantial donation to Giffrey's charity in support of victims' rights. Egypt is working to improve the Suez Canal by making an additional 10 kilometers accessible to two-way traffic while widening and deepening another 30 kilometers, the chairman of the authority managing the waterway said on Tuesday. The Suez Canal Authority chairman, giving the first news conference on the expansion, which began in June, said it would be too expensive to widen the entire length of the waterway linking the Red Sea and the Mediterranean. However, the two-way portion would be lengthened to 85 kilometers from 75, he said. Global shipping traffic was disrupted last year when one of the world's largest container ships got stuck in the southern section of the 190-kilometer canal for about a week. The expansion, which was scheduled to start in January, was accelerated after the crisis. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.